This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York City police are on the lookout for the attacker caught on video brutally beating a 65-year-old Asian woman who was on her way to church. The assailant pummeled her while she was on the ground. An individual described in reports as a security guard seemed unwilling to render aid to the woman and instead just simply closes the door after the attack. China's government on Tuesday passed a new law taking over Hong Kong's electoral system, which is designed to ensure only patriotic figures can run for positions of power. Critics argue the law effectively marks the end of democracy in the Asian financial hub as it gives the ruling Chinese Communist Party control of elections. Canada is suspending use of AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine for people under 55 due to concerns that the shot could cause blood clots. AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine has been put on hold throughout parts of Europe and has not yet received its emergency authorization from the United States. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Let's get a border crisis update with Dan Naraki.
New estimates from the Biden administration show the government is anticipating that the number of unaccompanied children illegally crossing the southern border will double next month. A report from the Wall Street Journal says the government is estimating that around 20,000 minors will make the crossing in April. That's up from the nearly 16,000 that have been apprehended this month. But local border officials say that the federal government has not come forward with a plan to help communities deal with the influx. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels tells Fox News that it seems like no one is listening to the concerns of local communities.
We're down here at the local levels, state levels, dealing with the impact of a plan that we haven't even been privileged to. What I see is avoidance, denial. There's no more collaboration. It's not collective. There's no transparency. No one's listening. But I can tell you who's listening down here, and that's the communities, because we have to. We're dealing with the surge. We're dealing with the unaccompanied minors. We're dealing with the public safety aspect. And let's not forget, we're dealing with the health epidemic that we're dealing with on the border.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The 2021 Major League Baseball season gets underway Thursday. MLB has set down protocol for players. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Major League Baseball has set a benchmark for lifting its COVID protocols for players. The league said Monday that when 85% of players and primary field staff get their full vaccination, it would lift restrictions, including requiring masks in the dugouts and bullpens. Vaccinated players would also be allowed to gather in indoor spaces without masks and would have more freedom to leave team hotels on road trips. MLB has not mandated vaccinations for its players and staff, but is strongly encouraging them to get the shots when they're eligible.
The first game of the season will have the Toronto Blue Jays at the New York Yankees, 1:05 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. NASCAR completed the dirt race at Bristol Monday with Joey Logano taking the checkered flag. Driver Denny Hamlin took third right behind Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Denny tells NASCAR the marbles up top were not his friend.
I really couldn't see a whole lot. I was kind of guessing, but I mean, I thought I just could, on that last restart, run the top end hard, but you know, they didn't prep it in between cautions like they did before, so it was just marbles up there. But proud of this whole FedEx Camry team. Man, I thought I had a shot there. I cut the 22, too many brakes there when he was cutting us off, and I just, you know, they had a little better car, it looked like, there in the long run. But proud of this whole team. Is, you know, we're third best again.
The Bristol race was the first dirt race for NASCAR Cup Series since 1970. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Now,
well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. Lots to catch up on. And we're going to talk about the Joe Biden economy and the obvious 800,000-pound gorilla in the room. And that has to do with the states that are doing better versus the states not doing so well in this era of COVID. I believe it says a lot about the founding principles of our Constitution. Yes, believe it or not, there are many states that are still following the Constitution, did not want to, out of fear and emotions, talk about controlling the people, and beyond talking, actually controlling the people to such a degree that it's hurt them on so many levels. With us right now is the public policy analyst, economics professor, Michael Bussler. He is here with us. Dr. Bussler, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, good to have you here. Let's talk about, you know, red states versus blue states. I know the mainstream media, Joe Biden, his administration doesn't want to talk about it, but there's a clear delineation between, you know, the states that are doing better versus the ones not doing so well. And you can just look at the color of the states and their political philosophy, can't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And unfortunately, I live in one of those states that is not doing as well. The ones that are really hurting, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Illinois, Michigan, California, Washington, Oregon, those states, which represent more than 30% of the economy, by the way, those states have maintained fairly strict lockdown procedures and heavy rules with masks. Their economies have been clobbered, and their success with the disease is no better than states like Florida and Texas that have respected people's freedom and their right to choose and have not imposed these rules on everybody. And yet their economies are doing much, much better. And with the virus, they're doing no worse than the states that shut down.
Yeah, this is the thing. I mean, you know, they say the science says, look at the numbers, you know, look at the evidence. Well, yeah, you can look at it, but you can draw whatever conclusion you want out of it. But if, and really what's so telling about this, Michael, is that you can tell the people who really have a heart for their citizens and those that they're responsible to lead. Those that do are making sure that policies support their good mental health. It supports even their health to overcome and to fortify their own immune system, I might say psychologically. What they're doing is for the betterment of the people. I mean, because when you look at the history of other diseases and viruses that have attacked us over the years, and this isn't foreign to us, we were a lot smarter then than we are now, and here we are. We have so much more information, but I guess we think we're just so much smarter, and look what we've done. I mean, if you just look on its face, Michael Bussler, over how we have handled this virus, you know, you would think that America would be lucky to get a passing grade.
Yeah, the only real bright spot in how we handled this is the fact that we were able to get two or three now vaccines fully developed, fully approved, and into the arms of Americans within about 1 year. Mm. Now, normally, developed vaccines, it could take 3 to 5 years, sometimes even longer, to go through all the approval process. But the prior administration putting in that Operation Warp Speed, and in early last year when they said they were going to do this, the goal was to get at least one and as many as two or three vaccines approved by the end of the year. And they were even aggressive enough to say we'd be able to get millions of shots into the arms of Americans. And I'll tell you, they got the vaccines approved. And they were into the arms of the Americans. And, you know, now we're up to about 30% of the population has received at least one shot. I think about 18% has received two. So the real bright spot is the way we used our technology. The prior administration took some chances in that we ordered viruses and purchased them before they had approval, which was risky, but it turned out to be a great move because once the viruses, the vaccines got approved, they were into able to be distributed rapidly, and that minimized and I think saved hundreds of thousands of lives.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the other thing that's not being reported or emphasized here, Michael, is that we have natural immunity. There's herd immunity that is in play here. And you may have 30% that have been inoculated. Okay, that's good. But how many others participating in the grand scheme have had the disease and they are by experience and by contact with the disease now immune?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So about 10% of the population has had the virus and either they've gotten through it or in the process of getting through it. Well, you add that to the 28% that have already gotten the vaccine, and now we're up to, you know, almost 40% of the population having some immunity. When we get that number up to about 70%, this virus, I think, will be brought under control. And now they're over 2 million doses a day are going into people's arms. They have a goal to try to set that, get that up to 3 million. I'm very hopeful that by before Memorial Day, we have this virus enough under control that every state is able to reopen. I live in New Jersey, at the New Jersey shore. It's very critical. The last season, the economy was decimated. So it's very important we get open by Memorial Day, so the economy can rebound. If that happens nationwide, I expect a real economic boom.
Exactly.
After the last half of this year. I mean, we're going to see growth rates, I think, in the third quarter. Again, assuming we have the virus under control and we reopen, we'll probably see a growth rate in the third quarter of in the 10 to 12% range. And for the entire year, I think we're looking at over an 8% growth. The Federal Reserve said last year they forecast growth to only be a little over 4% this year. Last week, they increased their forecast up to 6.4% growth. I think by May or June, they'll increase their forecast up to about 8%, and that's where I think we're going to end up. So I'm looking at some very good economic times for this year. After this year, I'm extremely worried about inflation as a result of what the Biden administration is doing.
Well, interesting you should bring that up, because that was my immediate question, is that can we keep Regulation Nation out of the mix here? We already know what they can do. We had eight miserable years under the Biden-Obama administration, and the Democrats can't seem to help themselves. They just have all kinds of special programs that they want to spend our money in instead of working on things that are going to, you know, promote good business and promote people getting back to work.
Yeah, and the Biden administration keeps spending money that we don't have. And they're talking about spending much more money that we don't have on a number of other programs. What this ends up doing is having annual deficits that are huge. Last year, the deficit was $3 trillion.
Unbelievable.
Over $3 trillion.
We got to go to break. We'll talk more about that on the other side. More from Dr. Bussler after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
You know, you'll know them by their fruit, right? That's what we've learned. That's what experience teaches us. You want to know how good a president is? Well, look at what they're able to achieve. A Congress, a leader, anything that goes on. You know, in our particular case with what's happening overall, you know, our science community and leadership and how we've handled this COVID-19 and what they've done. I mean, in terms of closing down schools, the economy, like nothing ever before. I mean, it's like we just threw out all the experience, everything that we learned from the past, and all of a sudden we get this new brain trust that comes in and says, oh, no, we can reinvent the wheel. Really? Okay. And at what cost? Look what's going on. And the thing is about this, Dr. Michael Bussler, is that you can also look on a global scale, because the movement is to a one-world government. And you've got all these globalist thinkers that are coming together. Well, if the globalists were so brilliant, they would have done an outstanding job regarding COVID. But they're a mess, you know, frankly, when you look at the entire global community and how well they've handled this. So, I mean, if the United States is barely able to get a passing grade, well, what about this globalist community? What kind of grade do they get for handling COVID?
Yeah, they certainly get a worse grade. Most of the countries in the world have a larger role for government than what the U.S. traditionally has had. We encourage here individual freedom and personal responsibility. The other countries of the world have less freedom, individual freedom, and more social rather than individual responsibility. I believe because of that freedom and individual responsibility, that's really what allowed America to grow so quickly and become the powerhouse that we are. Remember, we went from the birth of a nation to the largest, most prosperous economy in the world in about 150 years.
Amazing.
Most countries were hundreds and thousands of years older. We did that because we encouraged that individual freedom and individual responsibility. Now, the response to this virus, especially from the Biden administration, is exactly opposite to that. They want to limit individual freedom, and they want to take on more social responsibility rather than individual responsibility. I think it's really a negative point for the country as a whole going forward, and I think we need to get back to the principles that really made this country great. There's nothing wrong with putting yourself first. Mm-hmm. You can, really economics is based on what we call the role of self-interest, that people are motivated primarily, not entirely, but primarily by self-interest. Mm-hmm. And we should recognize that. And as long as everybody recognizes that, I think the benefit to society as a whole will be more. When you try to put somebody else ahead of yourself, it ends up causing all kinds of problems that hurt you, and it ends up putting the one you're helping in a bad position also. So we need to get back to those principles of freedom and individual responsibility.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because there's nothing wrong with that in terms of self-interest.
No.
People do that which they get rewarded for. We understand that. And when that is allowed to kind of breathe on its own, it has its own personality and its own dynamic that, try as they might, you know, presidents of nations, others think that they can control the people with all these fancy degrees and everything. But at the end of the day, what good is your fancy degree if you really are not helping, but you're causing more problems? And it just seems that, for quite a while here, Michael, that our nation has been satisfied to pick leaders who deal in the realm of the theoretical. Let's abandon, the empirical evidence. Let's abandon experience. Like I said, recreate the wheel. And here we are. It's like, wait a minute. To what end? I mean, Donald Trump said that, we had to be careful not to let the cure be worse than the disease. And we're beyond that. I mean, we've allowed this cure to be so worse because of, and I think some long-term damage psychologically that this nation has to process because of this fear factor for the sake of these leaders. They love scaring the holy what have you out of the constituency, because if they're scared, they're that much easier to control. Those are patterns, and those, that's empirical evidence that is well sealed in the history of man, isn't it?
It certainly is. And the current administration would like to make as many people as possible dependent on the federal government. And they're doing that through, look at the economic policies. But and in the last segment, we started to talk about how President Biden has been deficit spending, and he wants to continue to deficit spend. And as you continue to do that, you know, the government is giving, literally giving free money out to virtually every American, and increasing unemployment compensation and doing some other things that starts to make people become dependent on the government. And the more people you have dependent on the government and not contributing effectively to the economy, the more the economy starts to slow down and the more you start to worry about an inflation problem. And as I started to say before, the inflation problem, I think, is going to be very severe, probably starting by the end of this year. Now, why do I say that? There's three or four reasons why it looks like inflation is going to go up significantly. One, the Biden administration has declared war on fossil fuels. As a result of that, I don't know if you bought gasoline lately.
Oh,
it's probably about 75 cents a gallon.
Well, Michael, huge change for me. I came from Florida. As soon as I came here to California, I'm in California for the last 5 weeks. I mean, it's a $1.50, $1.75 difference. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And it's going to get worse because the Biden administration took some things. You can't drill on federal lands. They stopped the Keystone pipelines. They're doing some things that will restrict the supply of gasoline, which is just going to drive prices higher, and all energy prices. So you have a problem with energy. Secondly, the Federal Reserve has tremendously increased the money supply. And whenever you have a too rapid growth in the money supply, it will eventually lead to inflation. So we're worried about it from that standpoint. Thirdly, the federal government budget deficit is huge. I mean, huge. $3 trillion last year. It'll be more than $3 trillion this year. And that keeps adding to the public debt, which is now approaching $30 trillion.
Exactly.
And part of the problem with that, not only do we have to worry about the $400 billion a year in interest expenses that cost us now, even though interest rates are low, and of course that number is going to go up too. But my biggest fear is with the federal government borrowing that much money and taking it out of capital markets, it leaves less money available to consumers and business. And if business can't get capital to expand to meet all this new demand that has been pumped up because of the deficit spending, if they can't expand output, the only thing left to do is to raise prices. So you've got three or four solid reasons why we're looking at a severe inflation problem, and that's really what I'm most worried about. I'm afraid we're going to end up what we had back in the late 70s, a stagflation problem.
Yes, exactly.
A stagnant economy with inflation and rising prices, and that's going to be very difficult to fix going forward.
Yeah, brought to you once again by the Democrats who think they know better and want to just cancel out any kind of understanding and engagement of our history. And you mention all this, Michael, and we're not even talking about, what was it, $6 trillion that the feds had printed out of, out of air in quantitative easing under the Biden-Obama administration. And that's going to come due, isn't it?
They tried to reverse some of that and tried to bring some of the money supply back down again, but they've just changed it, and the money supply has exploded. And when you have very simply too many dollars chasing too few goods, the result has to be rising prices, and that's my biggest fear now, inflation.
Well, fortunately for America, and if we can get a hold of our leadership and the people that we elect into office to do the right thing, and we unleash the natural power of our own self-interest, as you pointed out, Dr. Michael Bussler, I mean, that is our future. That is our saving grace, and that's how we can get a handle on this, I believe. I agree with you. Dr. Michael Bussler, the public policy analyst and economics professor right here. Thank you, Michael. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you, Ben.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York City police are on the lookout for the attacker caught on video brutally beating a 65-year-old Asian woman who was on her way to church. The assailant pummeled her while she was on the ground. An individual described in reports as a security guard seemed unwilling to render aid to the woman and instead just simply closes the door after the attack. China's government on Tuesday passed a new law taking over Hong Kong's electoral system, which is designed to ensure only patriotic figures can run for positions of power. Critics argue the law effectively marks the end of democracy in the Asian financial hub as it gives the ruling Chinese Communist Party control of elections. Canada is suspending use of AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine for people under 55 due to concerns that the shot could cause blood clots. AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine has been put on hold throughout parts of Europe and has not yet received its emergency authorization from the United States. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Jeff Kemp joins us now, the former NFL quarterback and ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, you know, this has been a special time for me here in California. I've been able to spend some time with the grandkids. And, you love the way their brains operate. And we were talking about Easter the other day, and the grandson says, Grandpa, he goes, why did Jesus have to die? And I go, wow, what a question. And you know, and it's like one of those God moments where you just want to say, you know, you just want to feel, okay, God, you know, you can take me now. Take me now, because when my grandson's asking a question like that, wow. It just blessed me beyond measure.
What was your answer?
Well, you know, I paused first, as you can imagine, because
give me the right answer.
Well, exactly. It's like, okay, how do I speak to a 6-year-old who has asked such a profound question? And my answer was that he had to go on the cross because he was God. He is God. And that he and what he was doing was making up for all our sins and the original sin that happened against God's original plan and design for us. And I'm trying to keep this simple at the same time without getting complex, because look at Jeff, it's taken me 7 decades. To really kind of understand and get my brain around all this. How do you help a 6-year-old understand the greatest gift of all time that God could ever give, and what he did in doing that? And I said, what God did in dying for us is he told us that we weren't abandoned, that we weren't rejected, that he loved us, and so much so that even in our knuckleheadedness, in our less than moments, that he still came after us to say, look, the deal, the arrangement that we've had from the day of creation is still on between us. And I want nothing but your good, and I'm willing to give it all for your good.
That's good.
Well, so his answer was, so I guess it's not about the Easter Bunny, is it?
That you accomplished one big thing there, because usually we got some false ideas of God that get in the way.
And, right.
Easter Bunny might do it, Santa Claus too.
Exactly. But the thing is, and Jeff, you know, and I've been sharing this with people ever since I had this conversation with this Messianic rabbi, and this is a Jew who believes in Jesus, and he has a new book out, The Mystery of the Messiah, and he really knocked my socks off last week. We're going to replay that interview on Good Friday, and he talked about the symbolism of why Jesus had the crown of thorns, why the piercing of the hands, piercing of the feet, the sword going into the side, in Jesus' side, opening up his side, and the scourging, and what it all represented. You go back to Genesis, and you go back to the original sin, and it was every point, because this is the way God works, everything is specific, and it's a redemptive confirmation of everything. The crown of thorns, because God said to Adam, because of what you've done, you are going to, from the sweat of your brow, you're going to work the ground, and all you're going to be lucky to get is thorns and thistles, right? And then then his hands had to be pierced, because it was those hands that stole the fruit from the tree, and they had to be redeemed. His feet were pierced because Satan himself said, "Hey, you're not going to step on the head of of my seed, and I'm going to nail your feet down." And so that was Satan's move there. The piercing in Jesus' side was to redeem the woman who had convinced the man that he should eat the fruit, because it was from the side of man that woman came, right? And then the scourging of the back was because of our abject disobedience. We know that we're not to spare the rod, and that we are to be disciplined, oftentimes with spankings or discipline to the backside, because of our lack of discipline and our just blatant disobedience. And that's what happened there in the garden, was there was blatant disobedience. God did say, even though Satan said, did God really say? Did he really mean? You better believe it, because God doesn't say things casually. And this is what I'm appreciating after all these decades, is God's very specific, Jeff.
Very. Very specific. Yeah. I think the thing that's striking me this Easter, and I've been reading a devotion book with my wife, Stacy, pretty much each day. Paul Tripp wrote it, Journey to the Cross. But what has been driving home is the fact that God didn't just love us and send Jesus to show a good way. God loved us perfectly and designed things perfectly and intended perfect relationship with him, but he gave us free will. Mm-hmm. And from that original sin, Satan's rebellion and Adam and Eve's choice to kind of do it their own way and grab that apple and try to be kind of like God and have their own control of things, it has all gone wrong because of our independence and our pride and our rebellion.
Right.
And then ever since then, we've all had this disease in our heart, that sin, that, you know, you and I are just a shred away from doing something very evil.
Right.
And even some of the good things we do have selfish, prideful motives in them. And so we are so far away from the perfection that God intended, the character of Jesus, that heaven can't be heaven. We can't be with him if that doesn't get fixed.
Right.
And I don't think most human beings, and even many Christians, realize how serious sin is. We all don't, you know, we don't like cancer, we don't like death, but we don't understand that we are responsible for this stuff. And if there wasn't sin, if we don't face how far off base we are, how independent, prideful, and selfish we've been, then there really wasn't a need for Jesus to die on the cross and go through
exactly
the suffering you just explained.
Right.
So I think we need to understand the trouble we're in so we can appreciate the love that he's shown us, and then we can live a life of Christianity out of gratitude, not out of trying to avoid some bad stuff and do enough good stuff that we eke into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people don't even think about heaven. They think this is all there is.
Right.
And this certainly is not all there is.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Jeff, God understands the conflict that we live with. You know, as Paul said, things I want to do, I don't. Things I don't, I do. He understands that we are fighting this spiritual battle consistently. And this is why Jesus had to come, to show us a way back home. Because that's where peace reigns. That's when, in those moments, in those glimpses, when we get it, where things are, you know, you just feel like, okay, God, I get it. Like you said, we're like one nanosecond away from being a knucklehead. And we're back to being a knucklehead again.
Go ahead. While we were still sinning, Christ died for us. Right. And this is the proof of God's love. So, yes, he showed us the way, but he also said, I am the way. Meaning, I'm going to pay the price completely for all of your shortcomings and faults and weakness and sin and rebellion. But I'm also going to give you new life inside of you, and you can handle and do all things through him who gives you strength. I'll send the Holy Spirit to live inside of you. I'll start setting you free more and more from that power of sin. So he's showing us the way, but he is the only way. It's not following his example. It's letting him live inside of us, which really only comes when we surrender and say, I'd rather you run my life your really good way than me run it in the way that I think is great, but is really quite jacked up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, to your point, is that we lost life with that original sin. You know, Satan says, oh, of course you're not going to die. Well, little did our first parents know the kind of death that would be extracted and that we are experiencing all these millennia later, right?
Mm.
It's a heartbreak. Our prayer is that this would be your best Easter ever. That you would see, like the apostles did, that the tomb is empty, Jeff Kemp.
Yes.
The tomb is empty, and we can celebrate, you know, and be thankful to God who loves us so much that even though, as you said, we were sinners, he still came for us and is showing us a way back home, right?
Happy Easter to all, and let's remember the Good Friday sacrifice. It was necessary. Because we were lost and we were...
Mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-87. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Boss, pick up at 7? See, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online tie company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Okay, we need more of that spirit. It's a little orneriness, I understand, but it's that kind of spirit that comes with freedom. You know, when you understand all that has been given to us, it's a God-given right. This is not something that has been given to us by Joe Biden, who says that if we're really good, we might have a chance to enjoy a 4th of July celebration with our family. I mean, you know, the audacity to even make that statement, it's unbelievable. And I'm surprised that just on its face, there weren't more people revolting over the stupidity of that statement. But this is where we are, ladies and gentlemen. We're just like accepting all this stuff, all in the name of COVID, and letting go of our God-given rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But, oh, you know, we're all so fearful and worried about COVID and everything. And it's like what it's all come down to is that, yes, there's a serious disease that has affected our country, our world. But, you know, are we not smart enough to come together in such a way? That's why I was wanting to talk with Dr. Michael Busler earlier. This doesn't say much about the globalist community, does it? I mean, here you got all these globalists saying here the answer is in one world government, this big government, you know, this central casting, you know, this central control of all our world. We should just turn it over to them because they know so much better. And they're like right now, I mean, here they had a chance to really demonstrate just how good they are, but they're really demonstrating just how bad they are. They're not very good because this one world government and these lever pullers are doing a lousy job. People not very happy about it. That's obvious. It is time for the Good News Girl. We're talking about Samantha Mao, and she's coming on the show. We're going to talk about, you know, some more viral videos because, look, there's serious things to happen. But even in the midst of all these serious things, there's some just great stories that we like to talk about at least once a week with Sam. And she's so faithful to dig them all out for us. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, and especially now that I'm talking with you. Hey, this stray dog, tell us, I love this story. I love dogs. Because, I mean, you talk about, you know, the ultimate of freedom. I mean, and I'm talking about dogs in cages. I'm talking about dogs that just, you know, run free. I mean, they just naturally express their liberty. And this one here expressed it in a grand way. He steals a stuffed unicorn adopted from a North Carolina show. What happened here, this little ornery dog?
Okay, so I actually got invested in this story a little bit earlier on, before this dog Susie became a viral sensation. It actually happened like about 15 minutes away from where I grew up. It was in Kenansville, North Carolina. And there is a stray dog. It's a lab mix, a cute boy, about 65 pounds. And I guess they had a really unusual call come into Animal Patrol. A dog kept, every time a customer would leave the store, the stray dog would dart into the store and make a beeline for the toy aisle and go for the stuffed unicorn. So they had to do this about 5 times, get the dog back out of the store. So it's obviously not aggressive or wouldn't have taken 5 times. He's a friendly dog, but a stray running into the Dollar General for this purple stuffed unicorn. So anyway, they call Animal Patrol. The patrol officer comes, a lady named Samantha also, and she does that. She's kind of taken with the dog and him loving that unicorn. So she gives the store $10, buys the unicorn, and takes the dog back to the shelter. And they end up taking pictures of this dog with the unicorn, and he just goes viral. I mean, everybody's just taking, you know, it's just one of those things. It's kind of a break from all this other news, all these crazy things that are going on. And it's just a story. I kept seeing people post, this is just like, this is just a story that makes you feel good. You see this dog, and he's okay. So, and the thing is, he has a happy ending. He's now got a new adoptive family. And there was actually tons of people trying to get a chance to get in line to adopt.
And so you got a free unicorn toy tossed in with the dog, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm actually considering going. I'm like, should I go get this unicorn? This seems like a very magical unicorn. I've got 4 dogs myself.
Yeah, with all your dogs, you're going to get 4 of them.
I know that's true. You know, they'll still want the same one. That's just how it works with dogs.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh,
but,
my gosh.
You know, it's like one of those stories, and you just keep seeing them pop up everywhere, and it's really hard not to be kind of taken with this dog. Seeing it with, like, every picture. I mean, they even did, like, a photo shoot. Every picture from the time he first arrived there where he kind of looks sad and he's snuggling the unicorn to later on when he's obviously
amazing. From outside of this Dollar General, he spots this unicorn. And he's fixated. Like, what did it have? Like dog nip in it or something? Or what? I don't know.
I don't know. You know, they were trying to figure out why this specific, and how would he know that it's in there? It's just like, have you been in the Dollar General? Did you
get the
same?
Yes. Yeah, well, I'm sitting there surprised that the gal paid $10 for a unicorn toy. I mean, it's the Dollar General, for goodness sakes.
Aren't
most things for a dollar or something?
I think it's like it's a variety of prices. It's like I think they're connected to the Dollar Tree, but anyway, I'm not exactly sure. This unicorn, I'm kind of wondering. I was like, I wonder if this unicorn's going to sell out of stock in like the other locations. People trying to make their dogs.
Well, you're off. You're going to take 4 right out the door here pretty soon.
It's a good sales tactic.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about this next story. You got a young boy, 6 years old. He finds a 488-million-year-old fossil in his garden? Are you kidding me? What's all this?
Okay, Sadak Jamad, he's known as Sid. He was actually just digging in his garden, and he found a horned coral. That's what they identified through this fossil group that they're part of. But he's just gardening out there, and they find this unusual. It's kind of like a rock-looking thing, and you look closer, and you can tell that it's fossilized, and I just thought this was really cool. You know, there's not many kids that are out there gardening and stuff, but I used to be one of those kids myself that thought, you know, you read about dinosaurs or you read about these different things. It's like, I'm out there digging in my yard for dinosaur bones as a kid. And this kid actually found, I mean, it wasn't a dinosaur bone. It's a coral, but, you know, to think about how different the Earth was whenever he found it, whenever this coral first existed, it's just amazing. I think that England, where he is, was still part of Pangaea, the huge, massive continent that was there at that time. And I just thought this was a really cool story. Kind of makes you want to go out there and dig around your
Start digging some holes, exactly. Yeah, see, now that you set the standard, 488-million-year-old fossil. I mean, if you only end up with a 100-million-year-old fossil, no big whoop, you know.
That's
so
right.
You got to do a little bit better than 488 million years old. That's incredible. Hey, this next story, you've got a Goodwill employee. This interesting story here. you know, he finds $42,000 in a donated sweater. Wow, does that belong to the Goodwill or the person that found it?
So, actually, the way this ended up working out, so when you're donating to Goodwill, this is kind of a story of a cautionary tale.
Yes.
But it ends up that it went to the right person in Goodwill. So this is a Goodwill employee. She's looking around. She's actually, you know, whenever you get items donated to Goodwill, you have to go through them and make sure that there's no tears or rips or stains or anything like that. And that's what she's doing. So she's looking through it, and this is in Oklahoma. And she thinks that this sweater is surrounding books. And when she picks up the sweater, she realizes, no, this is envelopes. She opens the envelopes. They're full of cash, $100 bills.
Wow.
And she's like, oh, my gosh, somebody accidentally left this in here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is about cash is you can't usually trace the owner. But fortunately, the people who had donated these items had left their information on the envelope, not knowing. So the Goodwill employee is able to contact the owners, and the owners are, you know, unbelievably grateful.
Well, yes.
They end up giving her $1,000 herself, and it's her overwhelming gratitude, And I just think that was, I mean, it was one of those things, kind of like the guy who lost his lottery tickets. Like, aren't you glad it came back to you? Just had
exactly.
The right person.
Yeah.
Because that's cash, and they probably had no idea where it was. You know, they would have gone looking for it. $42,000. And anyway,
wow.
So the reason the Goodwill employee ended up giving it back, she was like, you know, she could have taken it for herself. That's not in her heart. She's like, I think what goes around comes around, and I have a 6-year-old daughter, and I want her to, you know, I thought of her, and I had to do the right thing. And
I
think there's a lot of people who do the right thing
exactly.
when nobody's looking.
Yeah, that is a story of character, to say the least. Now you got a homeless man who becomes the first person to live in a 3D printed house. I'd never heard about this before. You got to tell me about this.
So this is down in Austin, Texas. Tim Shea, he's 70 years old, and he has arthritis, and he's been one of those people who's been struggling for permanent housing for a long time. And fortunately for him, down in Austin, Texas, like I said, there's a company. It's in the Community First Village Fight, and they're doing 3D printed homes. And one of the cool things about these things is not only can you make them in mass, but you can, they're more durable, like during hurricanes and different things like that. They're about 400 square feet, and, he's just ecstatic. He was talking about there's 6 different plans that people can choose from. This is going to be a homeless community.
Wow.
And the thing is, when he started living in his permanent home, he said that where he had been antisocial before, not wanting to be around people, that's completely reversed now. Where he's got like a steady place to be, it's changed his whole attitude towards people and towards life. And I think that'll be the case for a lot of people who get to live there. And
what?
I hope this is something maybe they can replicate around the country.
Yeah, definitely. I can tell you, in Southern California, I was driving around and I couldn't believe all the tents, the homelessness. I mean, over 70,000 people out here, Sam. It's heartbreaking. And this could very well be an answer for them. Wow, what a great story. Hey, go to BillMartinezShow.com. Go to Sam's Corner. All these stories and others are there. We can't possibly get to them all. And, you know, check them out for yourself. You know, give your heart a little bit of a heart lift, okay? Because they're just sweet stories, and it'll help you appreciate that though we are human, we're still very loving in so many ways. Samantha Mao, thank you, Sam.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.